Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. Jean? This podcast takes you through the lives of people who have had transparent moments with life, love, and loss. More importantly, they found their triumph through their tribulations. I'm your host, Mr. Jean. I'm an entrepreneur, singer-songwriter, motivational speaker, but more importantly, I'm happy that you decided to stop by and listen to this episode. Hey, were you guys aware that Monday Motivation Volume 1 is now available? That's right. You asked for it. I did it. 10 Monday Motivations that can help stimulate you, motivate you, start your day off, as well as put you to sleep. You just have to go and click on the bio or go to the liveexperienceonline.com. Click on the product store and get your Monday Motivation Volume 1. Don't delay. Get it now. Hey, before I get into what we are going to discuss this week, I want to let you guys know a couple of things. One, we actually have a Facebook family that we are building here at Transparency. It's a private page, but I'm offering it to you. So the first 100 people that sign up will be able to actually speak to me. Some people don't like the telephone number. This way, you can just send in your question to me, and I'll be able to respond directly to you through this podcast. It is on Facebook. It's Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. Jean. Sign up today. I want to be able to speak to transparent people, answer questions, and have the dialogue that we all need to have in this journey of what we call life. So sign on up today. Be part of the tribe. Be part of the family on Facebook at Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. Jean.
Because your father is here.
I wish he was.
I know you. I wish he was too. Well, because he's not here, I wanted to do something symbolic, special for you. I didn't have my father either. Okay. But here I am. Because I had God the Father. His word says he'd be a father to the fatherless. And what he did for me, he supplied men along the journey to help keep me up during my most critical years of my life. And then when I was able to stand on my own, Caden, he told me to go back and get my father. So it may be some years before that relationship gets right, but I know he loves you, and you should keep praying for him, because I love him, I care about him. Maybe when he sees this, it'll move his heart. But as we get, as men, I can speak for a man, a young man, even your father's age. A lot of times we don't know what we're doing, son. We put things before our children and the most important things in life because we're so concerned about what's happening at the moment. So your father may be working a lot of whatever. I did a lot of foolish things when I was a young father. But my prayer is that you would embrace the father that God has in your life right now so that when you get older, whenever we never know how God can move. When that time comes for you and your father to be together, you will be stronger.
What you just heard was an excerpt of Mr. Jason Wilson, who is the author of a book, Cry Like a Man, as well as the owner of the Cave Academy for Boys. He teaches karate there, and what's so profound about that clip was in gearing up for Father's Day, I've tried in the past couple years to do something special for the fathers. Seriously, Mother's Day is a bigger day than Father's Day. So for us fathers, I try to do something a little bit extra for us. And this year, I decided to take a different approach. It was off a picture that I saw, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts on my transparent moment about Father's Day. So I put a post up, and it shows a father and a son. A lot of people were telling me, "Ooh, that's real deep." And it is. In this photo, you see a father with different pieces that have been taken from him. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, all throughout his body, and they look like blocks. And you see the son there, and he's all together in blocks, except where his heart is, there's a block missing. And you see a block in the father's hand, trying to give to the Son. And I thought it was very profound. It reminds me of being a father. I think so many fathers can relate that it may not be seen at times the efforts that we do to take care of our children. Now, I'm not trying to say that we need to have a clap back and a round of applause. No. But as fathers with our sons and our daughters, we take on, I think, a different role. I mean, we're supposed to be the protectors, the providers. And there are some that also take on the nurturers. There are those single dads that are involved in their children's lives. And of course, for circumstances that, whatever reason is, some aren't. And that's not negating the fact that somewhere out there, they are fathers. Or as some ladies would, I just call them sperm donors. And I'm not getting into the name calling. But our fathers with our sons, to me, is so important. It may just be more important, maybe because, you know, I grew up not really knowing my father. He passed away when I was 3. It took me about 35 years to find out the truth as to how he passed, why he passed. But I didn't have that connection. I knew of him, or what I thought I knew of him. And as years went by, I began to question and wonder things about my father. And it wasn't until I had my son that I really knew the importance, or felt the importance, of knowing who my father was. What made him do what he did? What did he do? What type of man he was? And I've been blessed through my brothers and sisters and his wife before he passed, because my mom and him were not married, and to be able to get descriptions and photos and stories and memories of what type of man he was. Because you know that you are the culmination, and I hope that's a good word, of the 5 closest people that are around you and the experiences of which you have encountered. So I had wondered, or went on a journey as to, okay, what is it to be not just a man who has a child, but what does it mean to be a father? What does it mean to be a father that has a son? What images do I want him to see growing up as what it means to be a man? And we know there are households that don't have that opportunity for whatever reasons. But what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean, though, to be a father to your son? What images does he grow up seeing? Does he see you just going to work every single day and providing? Does he see you spending quality time with them, or do you just sit on the couch? By the time you come home, is he in bed? Does he feel your kisses on his cheek? Does he get the sense that you love him? Does he understand how to treat, say, a young lady? Or does he see just the quote-unquote, as some would say, the machismo of a man who sits there and holds his emotions in? Has your son ever seen you cry? Because I know you've seen your son cry. Do you tell him to get up, suck it up? Or do you nurture him? Do you baby him? Because there are a lot of sons out here that don't know what it is to be a man. They have no man training, and they grow up, and you see them being looking for the next mama to take care of them. You see them with their kids waiting for the next woman to take care of them, when it should be a 50-50. You taking care of your woman, she's taking care of you. But when it comes to your sons, if they're not seeing this, what do you expect? What do you expect if all they ever see is a man outside the home? What do you expect if all you see is a man out here just trying to hustle, trying to make it? It joys my heart when I see a man with his son walking through the mall, or he's like taking his son to the store because, you know, quote unquote, going for a run to pick up something small. It really joys my heart, actually, when I see boys that want to be with their dad, because there are some that just like, I'd rather be with mom for whatever reason, but that's just, you know, it is what it is. But it warms my heart. I get such an enjoyment, because I had to do it with my grandfather, and we would spend time together, and he showed me how to build things. He was a carpenter. He built tables. He built a bookshelf that I still have. He showed me how to do woodwork. He showed me how to lay down carpet. And in my later years, those things I remember, but I also remembered I enjoyed it because we were just spending time together. And I think there is a lack of time. If it's because of work, if it's because of situations, if it's putting food on the table. But fathers with our sons, sometimes we miss the mark. I have to admit, I have a very interesting relationship with my son because he's very musically talented. He loves to play the drums. He can play basketball. And I'm an average basketball player. He's an exceptional basketball player. He loves taking shots and what have you. And I see his mind working what he's growing into. And I'm finding I'm having to be the policeman of the house. I'm having to make sure he's listening and doing what he needs to do. And as he's growing, his attitude is changing. And I expect all that. I see, because it makes me have to grow as a man, because I know if I don't give him instruction now, always my concern is somewhere down the line, someone else is going to have to instruct him. And they're not going to give him the love and support that I'm trying to give him now with a nurturing spirit, for him to be able to learn those life lessons, for him to make the right decisions, for him to be in control of his actions and his emotions, and not have to have somebody else control those emotions or his actions for him. I see so many court cases where you know, the Judge Judy's and the Judge Mathis's and all those shows, and when you hear a guy say, well, you know, she did this and she, or, you know, and the judge asked, well, why did you get angry? Why did you blow up? Because he wasn't in control. He wasn't in control of his emotions. There's a book out right now. Even I've halfway through it. I love it. He's not yet been on the show. I'm looking forward to having him on the show. Mr. Jason Wilson. And I think as older men, when we look at our sons, we carry a lot of trauma. We carry sometimes a lot of baggage from our own childhood that we have not yet dealt with, that we have not yet released. And if we don't, I believe then we are setting our children up for the same issues that we went through unnecessarily. There's a post that I placed, I said, we are not responsible for the childhood of which we had, but yet we are 100% responsible as adults to fix the things that broke us. So as a father to my son, there are things I got to work on. There are things that I know that I can only fix to ensure that he has a better life. So to all my fathers, stay in the fight, man. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your journey. Just don't give up. You don't have to stay the same way. We don't have to stay the same way. We can continually grow. We can be vulnerable, especially to our children. I think the greatest thing that my son has ever seen has been able to see me cry and to understand the reasons why I was crying, that it was okay to cry. But more importantly, he doesn't see me cry. He saw me get up. He saw me move forward. He saw me rebuild. He also saw the emotional strength become stronger because of me crying. And he's not afraid to cry. It's not a sign of weakness. More of a sign of strength. It's not just I'm vulnerable, but I'm in an emotional state to be able to let it go, to reconcile with myself, and to move forward as a stronger human being. It's not showing a sign of weakness. It's not showing that I'm some sort of punk, and my son gets it. But it took me as a father to grow through it. I didn't say go through it. I said to grow through it. I think as fathers to our sons, they're the greatest reflection of us. I'll say it again. As a father to our son, they are the greatest reflection of us. So my question to you is, what do you want to reflect in your son's life? When he's not around you, what reflection shows to those that he is around of the traits of what you've taught him? What's the greatest things that you are seeing in this lifetime with your son through the training that he's gotten from you? let me know. Call the number below. Send us an email. I'm curious. Because man to man, we've got some work to do with our sons. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that is from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thealiveexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.